Hello, I'm Jennifer Castoldi, and today we are here with Michael Soto, the Creative Director of Design Junction. Thank you for joining us, Michael.
That's fine. Hello.
So, in the last 2 years, Design Junction has really put a mark on the map. Can you tell us a bit about the event?
Yeah, we started the show in 2011 with the first show we did in Milan. And that was followed by a London show later that year in September. And then last year, in 2012, we did a large show in London at the Sorting Office, which was in some ways almost the first show in terms of bringing something very large to the London design scene, if you like. The shows were quite collective in the sense that we tried to look at various different areas within design, also with looking at sort of like art and fashion is something we're looking at for this year. It's just making a sort of more holistic approach to the whole affair, but it's also just trying to find something different in a way, something which in a way really creative, like an off-site event. And the space that we show in is quite incredible.
So the event is more than just a place to find product design. You also have food on hand, different retail areas and workshops. Can you maybe tell our listeners what they will find in Milan?
Yeah, Milan is very much a sort of like edited view of Design Junction. So we've still got the Tokyo bike tours. We have a small rug exhibition as well. We've got a cafe that we've done in conjunction with La Marzocca. And then inside, we're working with Apartment 58, private members club, and that's for a VIP area that we're doing with them. And then it's very much sort of like a light touch across the space. I mean, we're showing Design Junction edit is in La Palotta, which is an amazing venue. I'm not sure if your listeners are aware, but it's in the Brera Design District. Ceiling heights are pushing 12 metres. It's a huge old building. It's quite beautiful.
Yes, I think they'll know it best for when Establishment Funds used to be there and there'd be a line out the door to get to their parties.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's a really lovely area. I mean, there's lots of sort of like small little galleries around there as well. I mean, on the road's not far, you've got Michele De Lucchi. And then lots of other sort of smaller brands and things. So it's a really lovely area, I think. Very sort of nice design area within the city.
Yes, it's great. So which companies will be on show in Milan?
In Milan, we're working with, we have Case Furniture from the UK, we have Modus, who have a sort of large presence there. We're also working with Cover Magazine, and they have a rug exhibition. In addition to that, we have work by Christopher Farr. We have Vessel Gallery. We also have Channels, Transport for London, also working with them. So sort of, I'm sure I've missed some people. Well, I know I've missed some people, but it's just a sort of real cross-section, if you like, of the design industries in the UK and also abroad as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're working with TFL, which is the Transport for London, and also you're involved with bike tours. So how do these different modes of transportation play into design?
I mean, for the London show specifically, we designed, I suppose in a way it's less about sort of Transport for London in terms of the actual transport system, but more from we work with them to produce a canteen and look at the sort of historical side of Transport for London, and worked in conjunction with Canteen themselves, who are a sort of restaurant outfit. And then in Milan, we've got much more of a sort of smaller scale offering, but in the idea of sort of like a tea sort of like transport tea cafe, if you like. The Tokyo bike tours run in a similar way that they do in the UK, where we have sort of a guest designer generally, or a guest PR person that will take the people around the city and sort of show them things of various interest. So that's how that works.
Excellent. And are there any products or activities that will be happening at it that stand out to you, that are absolutely not to be missed on the Milan Design Trail?
I'd say everything. I mean, the whole thing is that all the companies are launching new products, so there's lots going on. We've got working with this local coffee company as well to produce artisan coffees. There's new rugs that are being shown in the cover exhibition. Modus are launching new furniture. We've got working with lots of sort of various different companies that are all launching new things. So, I think it's a fantastic area, like I say, the Borough Design District. I think it'll be a sort of real hub there.
Will there be any activities on site? Because in London, people were able to see some hands-on manufacturing techniques. Will you have things like that?
No, Milan doesn't really allow us to do something like that. It's something that we're looking to sort of expand for the London show later in September. The idea of the sort of flash factories, if you like, and pop workshops. But in Milan, it's quite a difficult thing to orchestrate. So, and because it's a slightly smaller show because of the venue, we won't be doing anything like that there, no.
So my team and I, we travel to over 100 design events around the world every year, and Design Junction has really been a buzz. Do you have any tidbits, any secrets to your success that you've been able to build up such an event within 2 years?
I mean, in a way, it's really working with sort of a really interesting bunch of creative people, both in the sort of the background of the show, but also from the point of view of the exhibitors themselves. I mean, we give the exhibitors sort of quite free rein to a degree in terms of what they want to do. And the venue that we have in London, like I say, it's quite a light touch. Unlike a traditional trade show, if you like, all our stands are island stands and land stands back onto each other. We try to create almost like a... I suppose the feeling is more of treating it like a sort of a city, if you like, in terms of districts and thinking about the floors in different ways. So for London specifically, we have the ground floor, first and second, and this year we're looking to expand upon that, potentially looking to take on the third floor as well. But it's such a huge site, it's such an interesting building, and it's so incredibly well located that it allows you the sort of allows you that creativity to add lots of different elements to it. So we try to think of each floor as being sort of like almost like a different district of London in a way. So it allows us to have sort of retail element, allows us to have sort of an exhibition element, and then obviously the trade part as well, and all of that covered in addition with various different sort of like eateries and interesting small features, the factories that we had, and like I say, this year we're looking to expand upon that with sort of more, almost like adding a sort of art and fashion element to it as well. Just so, like I say, it's a lot more going on.
So Milan is one of the fashion capitals of the world. Mm. Will visitors find some fashionable elements to edit?
Not really in edit. No, edit is very much more, for us, it's very much more as a design show as such. So there's not really the room, if you like, to do art or fashion in that way. But possibly for future years, something we could look to incorporate.
Okay, so we'll just have to hold on.
I'm afraid you will, yeah.
Excellent. So everyone should jump on a Tokyo bike in Milan to head over to La Pelota on Via Palermo.
Definitely.
And have a nice strong cup of coffee, enjoy some design.
And maybe hopefully some fun.
Like a VIP with Apartment 58.
Yep.
And yes, will you be there? Can people come say hello?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be there for most of the week, actually. I'll arrive on, I think, Monday to Thursday. I'll be around. So come down, please.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk with us.
No problem at all.
See you in Milan.
Thank you. Take care.